just press play, and then, like, it'll all be, like, we'll get this shit over and done with.
Why do you want this shit over and done with?
Because I'm sick of this already. Like, I woke up at 6, went back to sleep, and you know what?
Were there any checks, or...?
There weren't any fucking checks!
Well,
there was no milk to begin with!
And I didn't sleep at all. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Small Talk Gaming Podcast. I'm your host Ryan Penning, joined by sexy Brandon Keaty.
Hello.
How you on, mate?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Yeah, so you didn't get checks.
I didn't get checks.
Well, I was lucky enough to finish the milk off last night and got me a cuppa and some bickies. Had some Monte Carlos.
I see we got Monte Carlos right here.
Monte Carlos. Listen to the rust.
You can hear that. That's ASMR for you.
Mm. Yeah. I also have some, what's the ones with chocolate in them? They're like Kingston's. I have Kingston's as well.
Fucking A.
Yeah, I this is a controversial, but I enjoy them more than Monte Carlo's. I think they're sweeter.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo's are good for a cuppa, but I just enjoy
Yeah, say what you want, but yeah, alright. Your opinion is nothing.
So. It's been a long fucking time since we did an episode, mostly because I went overseas.
You went to America.
US
land of the free.
US of fucking A.
How was it, mate?
It was good. They, you know, I know why they're fat now. I know why they are big people.
Well, you got to experience firsthand.
I went to Florida, where everyone usually goes to die in America.
Mm.
And then I also went to Kentucky, Louisville, Southern cooking, had me some grits. I also got to watch my first game of hockey. What were we going to say about grits?
I don't even know what fucking grit means.
Grits is a Southern dish where basically it's like porridge mixed in with, I feel it tastes like that. It tastes like porridge with sesame seeds.
That sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Like, porridge is just, like...
It's alright, I didn't hate
porridge
it.
Is just gross by itself, but why would you add sesame seeds?
You mix it with honey. You mix it with honey as well.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I had a lot of Southern cooking. I haven't got a hot brown, which is basically a potato bake with toast underneath it. With bacon
I know a lot
cheese.
About baked potatoes.
Yeah, but this
That's
is like...
a shout-out.
This is like a tray. They hand you, like, an actual tray, like a small... You know how you bake potatoes, right? It's like that, but a small tray. But they put bread toast underneath in the bottom. Along with bacon, pieces of bacon, everything in it. It's like a baked potato tray, but with more in it. It's weird.
That sounds really strange.
Yeah, they also have good burgers. Shouts out to Chipotle. I don't know if it's shit in America, but I liked it. It was the only Mexican I can get my hands on.
Chipotle.
Had some spicy fucking burritos. You know it's a good burrito when it doesn't fall apart. When it's, you know it's a
nice burrito. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan of Mexican?
Not really.
Mm. I love it.
I've had a burrito before. It was okay.
The hot flushes I get from it. I love when it's spicy as shit. It's great.
See, I'm not a fan of spicy shit.
Get the rice and gravy shits with it.
Like, I freak out.
Or just
hot chili.
Yeah. Burrito spice is the only spice I'll endure because it's really good. Fucking good when it's good.
Not a fan.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time
How long has it been? Like, at least...
It's been a month or more, because we've been busy.
When we recorded, like, November?
We recorded...
Is that November or December?
December.
Early December.
Early
no,
December.
No, wait, no, it was before. It was after I came back from school.
It was before, yeah.
It was like the 9th or something.
Yeah, something like that.
A couple of days after.
We were going to do an episode, but we just got so caught up. Really. I didn't get to bring some beer along, which saddens me.
Yeah, we got some ciders in the fridge.
Yeah, I know, but we'll save those for later.
Cider, cider. Cider's for bitches.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I was going to get some twoies for you, but since you're being a little cunt.
There's only one twoies in the fridge.
Yeah, I get.
Sander's got it.
I get. He has got a bowler. He's got to live his final days enjoying what
That's
he has.
True. No, but...
Yeah, so a year passed, and I decided let's not do Game of the Year shit until actual years passed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought... I'm going to be controversial. I thought this wasn't a good year. I thought it was very stale. Like, usually everything's supposed to come out in the final bits of the year, right?
Yeah.
But I thought the final bits of the year weren't as good as they would have been. I reckon 2013 was a better year.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of good Wii U games, and Metal Gear Rising came out.
Yeah, but
you don't
have a Wii U.
Yeah, but I really want a Wii U. I'm going to get one soon.
Get a Wii U, and then you can say, oh, Wii U.
Yeah, I'm going to probably just, yell at you on the phone when I get
the
Wii U.
You might...
I'll bring you over when I get it. I'll bring you over when I get it.
Mate, I just want to play some bloody Super Smash.
Oh,
and some Mario Kart 8.
You know how much it costs to get that GameCube controller converter?
How much?
$120 on eBay, because they can't buy them anywhere. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to get one while I can.
You don't need to get one.
I prefer playing GameCube controller.
You'll be fine playing on the normal
They switch the buttons over.
So?
I'm so used to A being on the bottom and B being on the right. So every time I play, it's fucked up how I play now. On the, you know the game, you know the Wii Pro controllers.
You don't need to pay more money to be a fuckwit.
I need the GameCube controllers. That's just how I play.
You don't need them.
I need them.
You want?
I need them.
Want to need the different things, man.
Well, I want it then.
Okay.
You trust me? You'll be like, man, Ryan, I'm so happy you got the fucking GameCube thing because you'll be fucked up. They've changed the buttons around. And it matters to me. It does to me. It matters. Anyway,
to you.
Yeah, to me. Yeah. Okay. So. What was that?
Jesus.
Gee, I think I should close the door.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually scared the shit out of me. Holy
yeah.
Crap.
We forget, we keep Alessandro below the below the basement.
Below the basement. Below not the in the basement.
Below, yeah. Yeah, that's where the fucking underground is. Oh. Yeah, episode...
That's where we keep the mutants there.
Yeah.
The absolute fucktards.
Yeah, they all have a baller.
Every one of them.
All every one of them. Yeah, so game of the year. I'm just gonna. I'm not gonna have a list because I don't think this was a good year enough to have a list. To be honest, I thought there wasn't enough for me to like have a list. And I thought the game of the year for me personally, straight up, was Wolfenstein. That game like just combines the greatest things imaginable: Nazi killing, old-fashioned shooting, mixed in with modern gameplay. It felt so good, and there were so many good, great set pieces. And the game had an actually good story. I was fucking surprised by that a lot. I wasn't expecting it to have a good story, but managed to have a good story while also being fun. Like, you could dual-wield shotguns. You could dual-wield assault rifles.
That's always fun with the
dual-wield sniper rifles. Dual-wield rocket launch. Oh, dude, it was great. Hmm. I've never had that much fun with FPS in a long time. And if that's, and the same company is also working on Doom, so if that's any indication of the new Doom coming out, which people, we have not seen anything. There's only one trailer and only press were allowed to see it and never release it. And if they said, and they said, it is like the fucking old Doom. Hmm. I am so hyped. Get Wolfenstein. It is really good. And there's no multiplayer. It's a straight campaign. It's really good. And one other cool thing of it was the guy that worked on this for the music also did the music for Killer Instinct, which is fucking amazing. But what they did was, because it's a different timeline, whereas the Nazis won World War II, what they've done was they got music from that time but made it Nazi'd. So they got music from the Beatles' Abbey Road album, and change it into a Nazi version, and they give backstory into what happened to the actual Beatles during the Nazi timeline.
That's like sick.
It is cool, and it's a lot of different music. It's not just the Beatles, it's like everything else. And I swear to God, one of the characters is literally Jimi Hendrix, they just don't say it. he's high all the time and playing his guitar riffs, and the main character was like, I'm on a psychedelic adventure for time and space. It's
Jesus Christ.
It's,
yeah.
Brandon, you'd love this game. It's got so many good moments and set pieces.
Mm.
What else for me? Album of the year? I reckon Throw Me in the River by Smith Street. I was surprised by how good it was, because most of their other albums have been very short, but still satisfying. But this felt like a kind of journey, kind of, because every song mixed in really well. Like the first song, All I've Known Was Something I Could Hold in My Hands. Really good song, opened up the album really well, and that just leads straight into Surrender really nicely. I thought the album started great and ended great.
And it leads into Surrender, which is like the fan favourite.
Yeah.
That's the Smithers band song.
Yeah.
That's their shit.
I thought it was fucking great.
Mm.
And Wild Card of the Year, Disease of the Year goes to Ebola. Yeah. Wasn't AIDS this time. AIDS lost.
Finally got the undefeated streak.
AIDS is funny.
Apparently. Brock Lesnar finally defeated AIDS.
Yeah. Alright, what about you, Brandon? You got a list, or have you got just one game for Game of the Year?
Well, I'm not going to say Game of the Year. Mm. I'm just going to say games that I've enjoyed. Because I don't want to put I don't know.
I feel you, because they haven't been that, like, standouts this year.
Like, really? I just want to play games that I enjoy.
I describe them as pretty good games. That's what's been said. Yeah. Pretty good games.
Like Far Cry 4 at the moment. Mm. That's a fun game, I'm enjoying that.
More of the same, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Destiny was pretty good at the time.
That's right. Fuck that game.
Dude, we'll get into that later. I haven't played that in over, 3 months. Yeah, I played it for, the first 2 months. And I was like, yeah, I'm over this. a lot of people gave the new wrestling game a bit of shit.
Mm.
Because it was, like, pretty glitchy and, like, the My Career mode, like, their saves and stuff, fucking, like, screwed up and shit.
Still,
I haven't had any problems with it.
2015, still no Benoit.
Still no Benoit. Kind of a lot of character, a lot of user created ones.
You know they deleted all those?
Seriously?
Yeah. They'll, no.
I haven't checked recently.
They deleted all of them.
Fucking hell.
Can you explain the Chris Benoit thing? Like,
should I?
Yeah, explain it to people that don't know wrestling really well.
So Chris Benoit, he was a popular wrestler back in
the best like wrestler. The
early 2000s.
He's the wrestler we deserve but we'll never get.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And like he was like in his prime, like all that champion stuff. And then I don't really know like the whole backstory behind any of it. But he went, was it a murder suicide?
I think so.
No, it wasn't actually.
It wasn't actually.
No. He killed his, he murdered his wife and his, I think, son?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then went, I don't know if he went to jail or anything.
I think he might have died. I can't remember.
No, and then he,
it's been so long though. That's the thing. It'd be funny if they put him in. That's the thing. It'd be so weird.
They never will though. Which they never sucks. Will. It
fucking sucks because
he was like, awesome.
He was awesome, and then he killed his family.
When we were little kids, I just remember that.
What if it was just a, that was just a storyline?
Be the greatest.
Just like CM Punk. Just like CM Punk leaving WWE.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Hey, if you're anything into wrestling, and if you are, you've probably seen it. Go watch the interview with CM Punk on a podcast. Can't remember the name of it.
It's Colt Cabana's.
The Colt Cabana podcast, there's an interview he does with CM Punk, and it's all about the bullshit and behind the scenes, like rivalries and drama with CM Punk. 6 months with a staff infection, they kept throwing him in the ring. And you can just imagine, mm-hmm. like, Vince going, no, it's just part of the storyline.
Yeah.
Bret Wyatt family cursed.
Yeah. Like, no, it was a good podcast, but he gave him a lot of shit.
Well, how would you feel?
6 months? Oh, no, I...
They fired him on his wedding day. That's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, what else? Album of the year for you?
I don't know, it's the same thing as my game of the year thing. I'm just listening to music at the moment.
We'll recommend something. Recommend things for this year.
Man. I'm just that generic white kid who likes fucking rock. You know, Rise Against?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to recommend that fucking
album. They
had album.
A good, they had some good...
2014,
It was their best time. It was their best songs this year. I reckon that's the first time they've made some good songs in a long time, though, to be honest.
Dude, their album, The Black Market by Rise Against.
Is it the new music video as well that I showed you? One of the awesome, like, army fighting war Valkyrie shit.
I don't know. But yeah, no, their song, like, my favourite song in that album, Zero Visibility, that's a good song, man. Mm-hmm. That gets me fucking pumped.
I feel they're getting back to what they were good at, which was just fucking right. Like, the
Prayers of Refuge.
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
Yeah, they're getting back to what they're good at, you know? Which is why I enjoyed a lot. Okay, and Wild Card of the Year. What's your thing of the year you enjoyed?
Can I come back to you on that?
Yeah.
I need to think of something, man.
Yeah, alright. Let's move straight into the news then. Or what do you want to do? A little bit of small talk, or you want to go into some news?
Going to the news.
Alright, well...
I'm going to that.
Well, we got the new Nintendo 3DS first. Brandon got one.
I'll tell you the story behind that.
Do you want to bring it in here, so we can, like...
I actually didn't bring it to that.
You didn't bring it? Okay.
Nah, I didn't bring it
Well, it's got that new... It's got that nipple stick, which is like a laptop nipple stick. You know, the middle of laptops? Yeah. It's got those, which is fucking... I was, like, talking about this to someone else, and I said, why wasn't this the 3DS when it first came out? Like, why the fuck did it take Nintendo so long just to make a good DS? Like... Everything was shit, and you know what the worst part is? It still has a shit battery. My PS Vita lasted me my entire trip without running out of battery.
That's bullshit, man.
It's crazy.
That's bullshit. It lasts you an entire, what, three weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. The thing's a beast.
Is that the Vita?
Yeah, the Vita. Fucking awesome. And the Nintendo DS, 3DS, new one, like, barely lasts how long.
It lasts longer than my phone, which is, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's the iPhone 5.
My phone is fucking dreadful.
iPhone 5
doesn't
terrible.
Last me a day.
iPhone 5's got terrible battery life, but Nintendo 3DS has got still not good battery life compared to other handhelds. But a lot of things Nintendo are doing is, well, in America and here, not selling it with a fucking charger.
Yeah.
Apple fucking does that, and Apple sell their fucking iPhones for $1,000.
No, but, you get a charger with the iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Apple does it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought you said they didn't.
But, like, fucking Nintendo. I originally thought, okay, it's fair. But then I looked into it a bit more and I was like, hang on. They're just trying to make more fucking money.
That's exactly... Yeah, because I was like...
They're charging the same fucking price.
Yeah. For it.
But then they're like, hang on, go buy an $18 charger.
Well, when I went and got my 3DS, I was like, it said on the thing, AC adapter not included, which is the charger. I didn't know it was the charger. Mm. So I was like, alright. And I asked Alessandro, who he was with me at the time. He was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that, like, he's like, that's just, I think that's the charger that if you want to play with someone who's got, like, the old DS, like, the Nintendo, the first DS, you can, like, play with them.
That's fucking,
like, all right.
Who said that? That's fucking retarded. Alessandro, yeah. That's fucking retarded.
I was like, okay.
And well, then, it's 2002. I'm plugging my Game Boy SP to trade Pokemon with you.
And then I get home, and I was like, there's no fucking charger in here. I was like, is that the AC adapter? He's like, oh, probably, yeah. It's like, you motherfucker. So, and then I finally got one, like, a week and a half later.
Yeah. So, it's really bullshit. But it is a better DS. Like, it no longer... Like, original the DS used to scratch your screen because they couldn't design the buttons properly enough when you close it. Like a clamshell
console. Yeah.
They've never designed it properly enough to the point where the buttons won't scratch the screen. This is the first time it's actually fucking...
Well, I'm glad I got this one, then.
Yeah. But like I said to many people, there's still people like you, Brandon, who this is the first DS you've ever gotten, and you don't get a fucking charger. It's just their way of making
money. Well, I had the Nintendo DS Slim, and then I didn't, like, and then this was the next one I bought.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't played in, like over 5 years or something.
Yeah, it's a good time to get into handheld gaming, especially for me, since I have no time. It's good for when I got to go on my commute on trains, which is really always every day, into the city.
Oh, yeah.
I always bring my Vita and just spend hours in Persona 4. But the same with the DS, I'm probably going to get into Smash Brothers on the DS.
Dude, I cannot wait for that.
I'm waiting for my...
I've been wanting to buy that game for so long. I've been to every fucking store.
It's always sold out.
It's always sold out.
You should always. You should hop onto the Monster Hunter hype train with me. We'll hunt monsters, get their skin, and turn
into armor. Alessandra can gangbang that.
It's a great game.
I want to play the older version.
What one? Monster Hunter 3?
Or something.
Just get on 4, man. It's good. It's fucking good. You should get on it. It's a great game. Anyway, another thing they fucked up is they're not releasing the normal size new Nintendo 3DS here. Only in Japan. And to some that may not be a big deal because the XL is just bigger screen, right?
A lot better.
But you know what? Some people prefer the smaller screen because they fit in their pocket better. And they just like having... Sometimes people have got smaller hands, you know, and they can't fit the massive thing in their fucking... It's big, right?
It's pretty big, yeah, but... Well, also, if people just want to get, a 3DS, that's cheaper.
Yeah, but their excuse is get the 2DS, which is that fucking thing that doesn't close.
Dude, that's huge.
Yeah.
That thing's dumb-looking and...
Why I'm saying I reckon they should still sell the normal, but not going to, because they're going to do a fucking...
Are you serious? They don't sell the...
The small...
New
the
3DS.
Small, new...
Not yet, like...
They only sell XL. Only the XL really? New... Only in Japan they sell the... Small.
Only in Japan.
Yeah, it's fucked. Because it came out... Here's the thing with Nintendo. Nintendo seem to think that the other... Like, Japan doesn't exist when they promote stuff to America. They seem to think no one knows what's going on in Japan.
Mm.
That new 3DS has been out for, half a year in Japan. We got it before America as well. And they only just announced it... last week to America, this thing exists. It's like, yeah, stop fucking lying to us, we know it exists. they seem to think, every part of the world's separated and that no one else knows what's happening in every other part of the world. They seem to think, oh, Monster Hunter 4 isn't a thing that exists.
Yeah.
It's just fucked. It really is. And then they do things like, yeah, this game exists, but probably won't exist. When they showed a new Fire Emblem game at the direct thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they announced it, and the way they titled it was the brand new Fire Emblem game.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God damn.
And it's like, I'd be happy if you just call it Fire Emblem TBA, you know? I know what it is. But the one thing that's good is, though, February is a good month because a lot of good fucking games are coming out, Brandon. Majora's Mask, Codename Steam, I think there's the new fucking, Monster Hunter. They got, a brand new, detailed 3DS is coming out.
Evolve's coming out, or are we just talking about Nintendo?
The new Nintendo 3DS.
New versions of, because like, I have no idea any of those
games. There's Majora's Mask, Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, you're talking in a different language to me. I have no idea what this is.
Zelda, new Zelda game.
Right!
It's a remake of an old Zelda game coming to the new Nintendo 3DS.
I've never played a Zelda game.
Majora's Mask is a weird one, because it's the weirdest Zelda game.
Hmm.
Because there's the Dead Rising games?
Yeah.
It's like that, you've got a time limit. You've got to save the world in 3 days, otherwise the moon's going to destroy the earth, or the land. Mm. And it's also been noted as being the darkest Zelda game. Because you should look it up if you get the chance, all the stuff about it.
Mm.
But Majora's Mask is known as like the weirdest and the most special Zelda game. And so they're re-releasing on the 3DS. I really want to get it because I never got to finish it. And I'm really interested in it because it's got a lot of good shit in it.
Hmm.
Yeah, the way it plays is that you, instead of getting items, you get masks that you put on that give you the special abilities. Like, you get the Deco Tree mask, which turns into one of those little plant things that shoots seeds, or the fish mask. And the way they describe when you put the masks on is that you're putting on the masks of dead people. Yeah, it's a dark game for a Zelda game. Yeah,
that's pretty dark.
It is a dark game. That's why I'm interested in it, because that's why it's well known, being the dark Zelda game.
Yeah.
There's Monsanto, like I said, and there's a bunch of shit coming out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to note it all down because they announced a lot. But February's a good fucking month for if you want to get into handhelds. Which February's always a slow month because it's the start of the year. But you know what? I'm pretty excited.
Nothing really came out this month.
Nothing, dude.
Dying Light.
Well, just there's videos on it. Is it out yet or is it?
Yeah, I think. Oh wait, it comes out in Australia on the 23rd.
Yeah, it's like we get shafted on Birdman as well. That fucking movie. I want to see it so badly. Yeah, it's like,
it finally came out here.
Is it? We have to go see it then.
I think it did.
I've heard good things.
Well, you won an Emmy for it. Or a Golden Globe, whatever.
Did you see everyone crying about Lego Movie not getting nominated for Animated Movie of the Year?
No. I know that How to Train Your Dragon 2 got it.
That was a good movie. I liked it. I saw it on the plane. It was alright. But Lego Movie didn't get nominated, and there's like everyone crying about it. It's like, it's a kid's movie. It's like, you really are dedicating all this time.
Don't go crying over spilt milk.
Yeah.
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 Love that saying.
Fucking hell.
It's a great saying.
Mm. What else happened this month? It's been fairly slow, like we said. Like, this is like the slow month. It's the start of the year. I don't really know what's coming up ahead. Bloodborne, coming out soon. I need to get a PS4 so I can play that.
You did get a PS4.
Yeah, but that's my brother's own.
So you're going to get another PS4?
Yeah.
You know this is the first I'm fucking hearing about this. That is fucking stupid.
He's going to be a bitch about it.
You're being a bitch about it right now.
Well, let's say it this way. This is how it'll work. I have a brother, right? But he's very young, so he's still very immature.
He's a 12-y.
Yeah. So I'll like, Hayden, can I play the PS4? He'd be like, no, you never let me play your PS3. Like, yeah, because it's in my fucking room.
Isn't the PS3 out there anyway?
We're back in our old house. It used to be in my room. And he complained about it constantly.
Yeah, that's the past, and he's a fake.
Yeah, he holds on the... Yeah, exactly, he cries over spilled milk.
Fucking crying over spilled milk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. But I'm excited for Bloodborne. I really want to play that. I'm going to get a Wii U soon, because there's a bunch of games I missed out on. Bayonetta 2.
That's going to be so good when you get a Wii U.
Yeah, I get to play Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros., 1-4-101. There's a bunch of games I really want. 1-4-101 especially. That, to me, it seems like the standout title I want to play. It's like...
No, Bayonetta 2?
Oh, I want to play both of them. I think Bayonetta 2 is, like, a little bit not as good as Bayonetta 1, but how can you top Bayonetta 1? How can you top, like... And people say 1-4-101's better than Bayonetta 2, because it's, like... Of all the Platinum games, 1-4-101 ends on the highest note. Like, it's, like, planet, universe, fighting, explosion type of...
Hmm.
People... Like, the way people describe it is... Remember when you were a kid and you always wanted to be a superhero? I fucking forgot. Well, you remember now, because 1-4-101 reminded you being a superhero was fucking cool. Did you remember you wanted to save the world? Yeah, I forgot about it. But now you remember, because 1-4-101 reminded you saving the world was all you ever wanted to do as a kid.
That's stupid.
People describe 1-4-101 as the game... Sorry, 1-4-101 as the game that brings back childhood memories of playing games. Because it constantly throws in things from other old games. Like, old Nintendo games and...
What, when we were around? Yeah.
Well, like I played them because my parents gave me old games when I was a kid.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You grew up on PS2, or did you grow up on...
I fucking grew up playing fucking little Crash Bandicoot. Yeah. That's where I started.
Yeah, my first PS1 game was Crash Bandicoot, but I started on the Sega Dreamcast. Sega Mega Drive. We call it the Mega Drive here in Australia.
Do we? See, I don't even know.
The Sega Genesis.
I don't even have it.
In America, it was called the Sega Genesis, but in Australia, we call it the fucking Mega Drive, which I think was
better. Mega Drive!
The reason was because Mega Drive was already a branded name in America, and I think Genesis is fucking gay. Well, it's not gay. Well, it's just lame.
Genesis is the name of Murray's barbecue.
Is it?
Yep. Fun fact.
Oh, man, that's really lame. Should we call the Mega Drive?
Well, it's actually got the fucking, like, name imprinted on the Genesis.
It should have, like, the characters from Neon Genesis Evangelion all over it.
No, it shouldn't, because, you know.
Has, like, an anime chick.
You're a fucking nerd. So, no.
It should be the redhead to symbolize the how the barbecue
no, is. No, so this is where the part where you stop talking about fucking
games. Can we talk about my figures?
Let's not talk about your fucking figures.
You're just jealous because I got the Scream figure.
I am jealous of that.
Yeah,
100%.
When I went over to the States, I thought I wasn't going to spend much money because what the hell's Flora going to have, but I came back with another suitcase and another carry-on bag full of figurines. They, for some reason, I think it's awesome, but they're reselling vintage figurines they used to sell in the 80s in the same packaging, the classic packaging, and it's by the same company as well. And I bought a bunch of them. I bought some Goonie ones, so I've got fucking Sloth, got Mikey, and I've got Data, however you say it. I got the first Terminator one, I don't really care about him. I've got every single Predator, Invisible Predator, Masked Predator, Predator of No Mask, Predator Yelling, and then I got some horror movie ones. I got Jason, I got Scream Guy,
Ghostface,
and I got the Crow.
Man, I want that fucking Ghostface. You're giving it to me.
I'm not giving it to you.
Motherfucker.
You can find them somewhere. I'm sure there's a store.
I can't be bothered. It's fucking right there. I can see it.
Go in the city and buy them. They're $10.
That's an effort.
It's pretty cool, though. I also bought a bunch of Star Wars figurines. I've been reselling Star Wars figurines. I got Princess Leia. Got Greedo. Who shot first? Get only 90s kids will get that joke.
Why would only 90s kids get that joke?
Because 90s humor. Nickelodeon. Only 90s kids will get this. I also got what else did I buy? I'm trying to remember. See, I bought so much I've forgotten.
You got that massive Batman thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I bought the 75th anniversary Batman collector's figure, and it comes with Fat Batman, which is the animated show on Cartoon Network. Comes with Arkham Origins, comes with the Batman, and it comes with
the 1990s TV animated series Batman as well, which is my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Love that one. I have to set them up. I haven't set them up yet because I'm trying to find room in the figure collection, but
yeah.
I'll set them up soon. I really want to. I've got a bunch of posters I haven't put up yet, but that's about it. What else happened? I went and saw New Hobbit.
I didn't like that.
Really?
It was so CG. Like, you know how the first three movies, the battle scenes were like men men in suits.
Yeah.
This one was so CGI, it wasn't cool.
I want to see what it looks like in Blu-ray to see how CGI it is, because I couldn't really tell that much, because I was in a theater.
I didn't like it.
The only CGI thing I noticed but was impressed by was the dwarf. I thought that dwarf voiced by that one.
Billy Connolly, he was pretty cool.
The dwarf looked cool. I thought that looked really good for a CGI dwarf.
Oh yeah, no, that did, but the whole fight scenes.
Like you said, a lot of it was CGI, like the monsters.
All of it was CGI, man.
The worms and all that.
I didn't... Well, like, you know... Because, like, the Two Towers...
Yeah, that was a great fight.
That ending, like, that whole end fight scene...
The movie was
that
just
that's
fight
my
scene.
Favorite, like, war
just like,
fight scene.
Just like this new one, the movie was just the fight scene. That was all it was.
It would have been cool if it was men in suits.
Yeah,
it was just people just fucking charging each other in real life. And I wouldn't even, like, oh.
I appreciate.
I wasn't happy with it, really.
That's why I'm really excited for the new Star Wars movie. And that's why I'm not going to watch the trailer. Because J.J. Abrams has constantly said during the production of this movie, I'm going to use as little CGI as I fucking can. You know that soccer robot you keep seeing? That's real.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited. He seemed like...
Well, you haven't seen the trailer, have you?
I don't need to. I'm going to watch it anyway. The whole point of a trailer is to sell you a movie. I'm already fucking sold. And all I know is that people complain about a fucking lightsaber.
Yeah, I really want to get into that because I don't really care.
It's fucking Star Wars. What the fuck?
Those are just the fucking ultra nerds. Who
If they do the fight scenes from the prequels, it would usually cut his thumbs off. And it's like, Dude, even in the expanded universe, those lightsabers like that. I don't know why the fuck you're talking about that shit.
The lightsaber doesn't have exhaust pipe because...
Shut the fuck up. Han Solo didn't shoot first. That was actually Greedo. If you noticed, his trigger figures were over the thing.
Fucking stupid fucking nerds.
That's why I appreciate...
You don't mind, I'm going to have a Monte Carlo.
Go for a Monte Carlo. Fucking sweet. Go for a Dickie. While here's some little tidbits. During the production of Star Trek, J.J. Abrams said he really wanted to do it because he knew absolutely fucking nothing about Star Trek. And that's why he was saying, I'm going to make a more interesting Star Trek because I know absolutely fucking nothing. And I think that's a good thing. I hate it when they try to keep true to sequels and movies. Keep true to movies, you know, like remakes. I enjoy it when someone tries to put their own spin on things. And he says, and when he was said he was going to be working on Star Wars, he says, I'm fucking terrified because I'm a really big fan of Star Wars. So I'm really fucking terrified if I screw this up, I'm done.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Because like I said, he wasn't a fan of Star Trek. He fucking hated Star Trek. That's why he was excited to work on it, because he wanted to make his own thing for Star Trek.
I haven't been a big fan of Star Trek either.
The new ones? The new movies? Or the
old? I saw the first one, it was pretty cool, but apparently...
The one by J.J. Abrams, or the...
It was the first one by J.J. Abrams.
No, like the new ones, the new Star Trek movies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes, he made
the one in 2009.
Ones. Yeah, and the new one as well.
Was that him?
Yeah, he's made... The guy, he also did Lost, by the way.
Oh, well, I haven't seen Lost.
Yeah, I have. I liked Lost.
Huh.
But I'm really excited. I think he's on a good path, and him constantly talking about how, like, yeah, I'm gonna have a little CGI in this movie. I really think that's a great way to, like, you know, basically say, I'm staying true to this. Also, the fucking people that did the argument, why is there a black guy in Star Wars?
Are people actually
saying... Well, like, they were, yeah, like, people were saying, the Stormtroopers are clones of the fucking...
Oh, that's, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's a good point.
In a universe where there's aliens and all that, as if there's no black guy.
But they're all clones.
Yeah, but come on, it's past. They probably ran out of clones by now. Come on, I can't... It's going to be nerds complaining always about this stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm kind of on their side here.
Really?
Because they're clones.
I think it's about fucking time there's a black person in Star Wars before I had
Lando Calrissian. Well, no, like, they're fucking clones. I've not been, like, discriminated more fucking anything, but why is there?
There could be a story behind it.
Well, there might be. That's the thing. No one fucking knows.
Yeah. That's why I'm sick and tired of people complaining
about
it.
Maybe it might be, like, the same thing as when, like, in the fourth movie, fucking Luke and Han Solo fucking dressed up as Stormtroopers. It could be, like, the same thing as that.
Yeah,
right. They could be just dressed up as one. Who knows?
Because Stormtroopers, they could run out of clones, could they?
Yeah, they... No, because, like...
We never knew the fucking clones till the fucking prequels.
Yeah.
Which is why I fucking hate the prequels, because... See, the best Star Wars films in the movies, George Lucas had little pardon. If you watch the behind the scenes of Episode 3, it's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is his production, how his day went. He would sit in a chair with a coffee, do one shot, and say, "That's it, we're done, go home." I'm not even joking! Go watch the behind the scenes episode 3. It's fucking sad and embarrassing. And what he did was, he got a special chair to put his coffee in. A little holster.
Yeah.
And what he did was, he filmed with so much green screen because he said, oh, it just makes my life easier.
Oh.
Your job as director shouldn't be making your life easier. It should be making the best film possible. That's just fucking
The whole thing was green screen, wasn't it?
That's why I really loved the South Park episode where, George Lucas and, what's his face, Steven Spielberg are raping Indiana Jones, because that's what felt like when I was watching The Crystal Skull. That was the joke for the episode. They were literally raping, the joke was, in The Crystal Skull was them raping Indiana Jones. That was a great episode.
I don't know, I liked the 1, 2, and 3 episode of Star Wars. I liked those. It was fun.
Hey, there was some good...
No, movies. The reason I liked them is the reason why people fucking love the original Star Wars. It's because I grew up watching those.
I guess. But there are a lot of things that annoyed me.
Did they annoy you when you watched them when you were, like, 7?
Well, you're always going to be an idiot when you're 7.
Yes.
So they annoy me now.
Okay, no. That's what we're here. Because if you fucking said, no, everything fucking, like, that annoys you now, you, like, got annoyed when you first started, like, when you first watched it, that would piss me off.
There's a bunch of things that I like now that I knew. Like, I like the new Star Trek films. I thought they were cool.
First one. I haven't seen the second one.
That was good. Pretty cool. It's Khan. That was a remake. Khan, yeah, that old villain. But there are a bunch of things in the old films that still stick out. Like, there's a bunch of editing problems. But I do hate how George Lucas tries to edit the old movies. Have you seen it? Every time he re-releases the old movies on Blu-ray, he, like, edits stuff in. Like, yeah, it's fucking shit, which is why I always look for my old VHS tapes of the... When I was young, I used to record the old Star Wars when it was on Channel 9.
Hmm.
And those are, like, the most original Star Wars you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Little bitch.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, don't worry. Those are just our slaves.
Get back in your fucking dungeon. Get back in your fucking dungeon.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I fucked up, didn't I?
How you been? Yeah, anyway. The old Star Wars films are the best ones. Mostly because...
Shut. Man, I hate him.
Yeah, I hate him. Fuck Obama.
What?
Fuck Obama. Don't you just hate how he walks in on you all the time?
And Obama. He's like,
my fellow Americans.
Fucking Lizard Squad.
I hate that story.
Oh, fuck. Let's just move on. Yeah, a few months back I was looking at some artwork. It was the WWE wrestlers, but as superheroes and mystical creatures.
Is this the iPhone thing?
Yeah, but it was before we knew it was an iPhone game.
Mm.
There was Mecha McMahon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah. There was John Cena as a superhero with the You Can't See Me symbol on his chest.
Isn't he like a speedster in this?
I don't know, but anyway.
Isn't he like the Flash?
This has all led to a WWE game made by NetherRealm, people behind Mortal Kombat. And it's basically the Injustice iPhone game, but with WWE wrestlers as superheroes and mystical beings. It's fucking awesome. And of course, Triple H, the King of Kings, is the most powerful character in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Up next to Roman Reigns, The Authority, or whatever, The Shield, and John Cena. Oh, man, I really want this to be a real game, but not an iPhone game. Like, it looks so good.
Like, just to copy and paste of Injustice.
I don't care. I'd love that. I'd just love to have
that'd
it.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'd love to play that type of game.
Like, I know, like, they could so do that.
Man.
It'd be so good.
Yeah, I'd legitimately buy it.
I would just get fucking...
That's why I liked that
really... Do an Injustice thing. So sweet.
I liked that WWE Superstars game that came out a few years back. You know the one that had all the really buff wrestling?
Oh, yeah. All-Stars.
All-Stars, that's the one.
I had that game.
That game was awesome. We need a sequel. I'm so past the point of, like, wrestling. No, it's not. Just fuck off with that bullshit.
Mm.
I like making my own wrestlers because I can make them as crazy as I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why I want more silly shit. And you know what? I think part of it has to do with McMahon constantly going... He's stuck in the old days, man. He's like,
when he was on an interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, a couple of weeks ago...
Did he
say, I hate this era?
Yeah.
Like, this time, it sucks.
Yeah, he just said to his face, and he's like, that's your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, fuck, he's stuck on the Stone Age. Yeah, he doesn't understand what people want. Like, wrestling's not real. If you still...
What? Yeah. No!
Like, yeah, but... Fuck, just make silly shit.
I just want Ultimate Warrior to come back. Yeah.
He's not the best wrestler. He wasn't the best wrestler.
Well, I never watched him, so who knows?
I saw the old episodes and all. He's not the best.
Well, I saw the match.
He was juiced, though. He was juiced, though.
Oh, dude, he was bopped shit.
He was juicing up, man.
No, I saw the match with him and Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6. That was a pretty cool match.
The storylines in those old matches are so fucking weird. Like, Nacho Man Randy Savage betrays Hulk Hogan and... Oh my god.
Macho Man Randy Savage going into WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even though, and the funny thing was, he had fucking Hulk Hogan inducting him, even though they hated each other heaps out of the ring. They apparently did.
Apparently.
Apparently. Apparently they, like, fucking hated each other's guts. Like, big time.
Their yachts?
Yeah. When it came to wrestling, they fucking hate each other, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, by it's been, there's nothing happening.
There really has not been shit all, has there?
Yeah, it's just been Nintendo did a thing this week, and that's it. And all the big releases are coming out soon, but they're not out yet. You can talk about you. You played Sunset Overdrive.
What do you think of that? I still haven't finished it because I just haven't been bothered. I haven't been playing a lot of games, actually.
Mm. It's that dry month of, like, nothing.
Well, no, like, I got games for Christmas. I got Assassin's Creed Unity, which is pretty fun.
How are the bugs? I hear they're still there.
No, I haven't experienced anything. I'm pretty good with bugs.
Yeah.
I don't get them.
Mm.
In my game. Oh, except for Batman Arkham Origins. I was halfway through the game, and it just completely corrupted my save.
What about Master Chief Collection?
Master Chief Collection? Oh. No, it's just the multiplayer's fucked. Speaking of Halo, Halo 5 Beta.
Yeah, you played a bit of it?
That is fun.
How's the aim down sight thingy?
It's really cool.
Okay.
It's really cool.
How does it work into it? Is it like Call of Duty trigger finger thing, or where you press left bumper to zoom in, and then let go of it to zoom in? Like, how's the zoom in function? Do you press down the stick?
Or no. It's the left trigger.
Left trigger, okay.
Left trigger. Yeah, it's the same as COD now.
How's the wall jumping? Is it like...
There's no wall jumping.
What are you talking about? There was, like, jump boots.
Oh, there's, like, an evade, like, booster pack thing in the fucking ground slam thing. But yeah, it's...
Fuck off.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off. I was expecting that to be really shit, but you're saying it's good.
I thought it was going to be, because, you know...
I don't like the designs of the Spartans, though. I think they look fucking...
They're exactly the same as 4.
They look... Really?
Yep.
They look like NFL superstars when I was looking at the trailer. They look like football people.
As if you wouldn't want that.
That seemed like the most, like, college kid design thing, though. It's like, they have to look like the fucking New York Jets.
New York Jets.
They have to look like my fucking, San Diego...
Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
No, it's actually... It's really cool.
The designs look a little bit off to me. Has there been any news about the story at all on Halo 5? Like, what's the story?
No. Nothing really.
So how long is the beta still going, or is it...
No.
Okay, how long...
Wait, what's the date? 21st? No, it finished on the
18th. How many days did you have of it?
I had it since, like, the 5th of January. But I only played it, like, 6 times.
I heard that, you know how they said they're going to reward people for going through the bullshit with Master Chief Collection? I've heard the reward was actually ODST, and I thought...
I actually haven't checked, if I got that game.
That was, like, the thing, they're saying, here's sorry for doing it. It's like, that's the worst sorry gift ever.
It's a full game, dude.
Yeah, but ODST's the worst. What else do you want? It's the worst Halo game.
It's, yeah.
Get a game that's better than ODST.
If they did Reach, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd be okay, Reach. I enjoyed Reach more than ODST.
Reach was my favourite Halo.
Well, you could make your own Spartan, I guess. That's part of why it was cool.
Well, also, like... I don't know. It's just all fun.
Yeah. So that's what you've been playing? Just those games, I guess? When you had time?
Yeah.
When I came back, I had a bunch of games to play. I've gotten back to my fighting game feel, because Street Fighter V, dude. I'm so fucking excited for that game.
I couldn't give a shit about
Street Fighter. I do, because... That game looks like it's gonna... I hope to God it's like the old Street Fighter. Street Fighter Alpha Third Strike, which is the greatest fighting game of all time. It's fast.
No, Call of Duty is the greatest fighting game of all time. What are you talking about?
It's actually Minecraft, you fucking idiot. But you need the Call of Duty skin pack for
it. You need the maps and everything. You need to pay an extra, like... $80 for the season pass to be the best player.
Yeah, anyway, I got.
And you need to pre-order the hardened edition, which is $200. So
yeah, and if you also get the pre-order the day one bonus, you get a free packet of fucking Doritos.
Sweet.
Yeah, but I'm getting back into Street Fighter because I had a new update called the Omega update, and what it does is because it's the final update before they start working Street Fighter 5 full time. They've changed everybody's movesets in the game.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. It changes the game in really big ways. So now, it's a lot faster and a lot sillier. People's moves have changed completely. Some people have different abilities, like, fucking, I can't remember the name of it. The chick with, arm blades. I can't remember her name. You'll get it if you play Street Fighter. Her heavy punch is... There's no heavy punch now. Her heavy punch is her... You lose her health to build up her super meter now. Like, big changes like that, which change characters completely, where they just lose moves in order to do new moves.
Oh.
The Italian guy that has that claw, that Wolverine claw.
With the mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wall jump ability now can combo into his ultra, which is fucking crazy. Also, what is his name? Evil Ryu. His Hadoukens aren't straight anymore. What they are is that he shoots them upwards, and then they just go down.
Oh, so it's like a
homing attack. You shoot them, yeah. Oh. It's weird.
That is a bit weird.
It's weird, like, moves like that.
Oh, well, that's just Evil Ryu.
Evil Ryu, yeah. But the reason I'm excited is, if this is any indication of what Street Fighter V is going to be like, I'm fucking pumped. I'm really excited for that game, because the indication is that this isn't going to be a prequel like Street Fighter IV. Because at the end of the trailer, Ryu says, "Dijin Hadouken," which is what he says in Street Fighter Alpha Third Strike.
Mm.
Which is his, like, end Hadouken, like his best Hadouken. So I'm really excited. If this is any indication of what it's going to be like, I'm so fucking pumped. Oh man, I'm really excited. I hope it's fast. That's why I've always wanted that. Because Street Fighter 4 was a move back. It was really defensive. But if you watch the pro fights at Evo, you'll notice there's a lot more defending in Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
It's very much like hold back, you know? And there's a lot of characters where they just spam attacks more. And that's shitty. I fucking hate that. And the reason Third Strike is the best game is because it's fucking fast. And they have a parry system. If people have seen it, go look up Evo Moment 29 or 31, I can't remember. But there's a moment in it where Daigo is playing Ken, and another guy is playing Chun-Li. And the guy that's playing Chun-Li does his ultra move. And it's like a flurry of kicks, so they're really fast.
Mm.
Street Fighter Third Strike implemented the mechanic where you parry. And what he does is, he parries every single fucking kick. Wow. Does a shuriken, an uppercut, and times it perfectly in her landing to do his ultra and ends the match.
Wow.
It is fucking insane. Look it up. It is a crazy moment. And I'm hoping Street Fighter V is going to be like that. I'm just so excited for it, man. I've just been having my fight stick just up late at night, just playing it. Just, like, getting used to the movements, like, man, I have to be ready. I have to be ready to do the quarter circle backs and the Z formation. I'm so excited.
You knob.
I'm so excited. Like, who would be? It's like you getting your Halo 5, you know? It's like you finding out Halo 5 is a thing.
Big for you?
It's like a thing. It's like finding out Halo 5 is a thing. Because the reason, and the big thing is, the creator of Street Fighter says, you're not going to get a Street Fighter till 2020. Because it's way much money. It's a lot of money to make a Street Fighter.
Wait, that one is coming out.
No, that's when we're expecting it.
Oh, right.
But because, this is the big thing, Street Fighter V, we said in the last episode, we didn't go into it much because we were just rushing it a bit.
Hmm.
Street Fighter V is a PlayStation 4 exclusive. To some, that may not be a big thing, but holy fuck.
Yeah, it's not a big thing for me.
Oh, dude. That means it's also got cross-platforming as well. PC people will be able to play with PS4 people. This also means, let me say this, Street Fighter is the fighting game. It's the fighting game you see in all the fighting tournaments. This means that when you go to those fighting tournaments, Sony own the fighting tournaments now. They basically have their hold on the fighting game community. Dude, I'm so excited. It's still early. Daigo, the greatest, well, some people say he's the best Street Fighter player.
No, well, he is.
That's an in-joke. You won't get it. If you only know, his kids will get it.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
God's sake.
Basically, he said it's way too slow at the moment. He has hands on my own times, but he said it's way too slow. And he said some weird shit, he said you should only have a limited amount of blocks. And there should be instant kill moves and stuff like that.
What the hell?
I think he's a little bit going over the top, but there's they've got stuff in the game like guard break, which means you can only block for so long until you
can break. Yeah.
And there's moves that can break your block.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things already in there that are really good.
Yeah.
There's no parries from what we know. But the game looks fucking tight. And it's going to be... And it looks like it's going to be not be a prequel. Which I'm excited for. Which means we're going to see characters that were in the good Street Fighter.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's about it. I'm just excited for fighting games again. I finally got to play Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
It took you a while, dude.
It came on because they said they were going to make a PC version. And they finally did it. And let me tell you, pretty fucking good PC version.
Yeah.
It runs really well. You can run this on almost any computer. It's optimized really well. You could run it on a laptop even. I've heard people have done that. It's more of a... People have said it's fucking shit because it's short. I beg to differ. I think it's a great game. because if you play that game...
Well, it's not a full retail game anyway.
It isn't, and people... Because... Kojima has constantly said this is going to be a prequel. You know? He's always said it. And he said, the only way you're going to have fun out of this game is if you do the side games. Let me tell you, those side missions are really good. One of them won't spoil for you when you save a very special person in the helicopter. And it's really fucking good. And also, the only way you can unlock the full story in this game is if you play the side missions. You've got to find tapes, and the only way you can get those tapes is by doing them.
Oh, right.
And there's a bunch of story that you're missing out if you don't play the side missions. If you only play that one mission, which the cutscenes in it, where a lot of shit happens, you're missing out on, like, you know, that's only 2% of the game done. Because it tells you how much of the game you need to complete. I've only finished 16%, and I've played through every mission already. I haven't even played through on hard mode, which you have to do a lot of missions. I'm going to try 100% so I can get every tape. That game's fucking good. And it's the first Metal Gear game I felt where the gameplay just feels tight. Just, like, perfect.
Fucking tweet.
Part of it has to do with it's open world now, which is a big thing.
It means do you like that?
It is good. It means... And the enemies aren't... They don't mess around either. The enemies, like, will act like real enemies. If they see you, they won't just, like, not notice you. If they see you, they see you, and they go... But they give you this thing called the reflex motion, which is that if an enemy sees you, it goes into slow-mo, and you lock on instantly to whoever can see you.
Oh.
You need it, though, because it's a 360, like, movement now. There's no cone of vision with the enemies.
Yeah.
If they see you, they see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This game is an indication of how good the Phantom Pain is, and let me tell you, it looks pretty fucking good. If I were you, I'd try and get through the games and get this on Xbox One. Because you can now, can you? Because you
got it. It was $7 on Xbox One.
You should have gotten it. I don't know why I didn't. You should have gotten it. Finish Metal Gear 1. Play through the other ones.
Still need to do that, don't I?
Do it. Or if you want to, just look at a playthrough if you can't be bothered.
I might do that.
Because I know it's hard. Look, those games are old. They're hard in the stomach. I did it. I saw it for all of them because I got the Legacy Collection. But it was a good ride if you do stomach for them, because you kind of, like, see how they've progressed through the years as gameplay. And it kind of just shows you how far they've gone when you play this new one. Like, if you compare the first Metal Gear to this Ground Zero, it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Japanese games just show you... I found that, I realized that on my holiday when I was away. Like, think of American developers, and you only think of the company, but when you think of Japanese games, you think of the mastermind behind them. Like, when you think of Metal Gear, you think of Kojima. When you think of Wonderful 101 and Bayonetta, you think of, what's his name? Hideki. Kamiya. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it in gaming news, really. Nothing much happened.
Nothing's happened, really.
Shit, I reckon...
All the time you were gone, nothing's really happened.
Mm.
The time you've been back, nothing's really happened.
It's really shit. I thought more would happen. I think some shit happened, it was just we didn't get to talk about it that much, and we missed out when it did happen.
Like, well, dude, if we haven't talked about it, it hasn't really been a big deal.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
So
E3 is April, is it? Or is it? Or when is it?
No, it's like...
But I think the trend we've been seeing is that publishers and companies have been making their own...
Is E3 June?
I can't remember. I don't really care, because I was going to segue into, companies have been doing their own things. Like, Nintendo have been doing their Nintendo Directs. PlayStation did their PlayStation Experience.
Yeah.
And I think those are better. Because it's just been games. If you watch the PlayStation Experience, it was just non-stop game after game after game.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 5, sorry. Yakuza 5 coming, which we said we'll never get. Because it's too big of a translation thing to do.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more of those. Because Nintendo do the Nintendo Directs, which are great. Like, that recent one was just DS shit, which I'm good with. So I'm excited. And we're getting... I don't know if people forget, but the last time we heard Nintendo, they were saying, we're getting Majora's Mask, and then right after that, we're getting a fucking new Star Fox game, which they said they were hinting at, and then this year, we're also getting a new Zelda game on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So, like, holy shit, Nintendo already got, like, fucking three big
things. They're hitting their prime.
They're hitting hard, and we won't get Street Fighter 4 for... We don't know. We don't know when we'll get Street Fighter 5. Sorry, we won't get Street Fighter 5 till who knows.
We're living in the past.
Yeah.
Keep saying Street Fighter 4.
I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 4, but we won't get Street Fighter 5 tool. Who knows?
Mm.
Ground Zero... Well, Phantom Pain hasn't got a release date yet. Hopefully it's this year.
If it hasn't got a release date by now, it probably won't be this year.
Yeah, it needs one, because I want to play online. That online looks fucking good.
Yeah. But I saw that trailer, dude. It looked really funny.
I'm going to be playing that for the rest of my life, that online. Because every Metal Gear Online has just failed, because they've had stupid shit behind it.
Do you reckon this one's going to do well, though?
It will, because I think they've learned that lesson.
because Metal Gear Solid 3 online on the PS2 era.
Yeah.
Didn't last long because you had to get all the hardware. The Metal Gear Solid 4 didn't last long because you have to do all this stupid account bullshit.
Yeah.
I think now it's just, they're going to nail it.
Yeah.
Kojima has went to America for over a long time to work with the people on it.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I'm really excited. Go watch the 3R demo as well. They did a 3R demo. If you play Super Easy Phantom Pain, you will have to wear a chicken hat for the rest of the game. I hope that carries over in the cutscenes. And I hope, you see Big Boss going, "Cars, I'm turning into a monster." Just a bloody face, but there's a chicken hat on his head. And he's screaming for the chicken hat.
That'd be so cool.
I hope it does. If it does, I'm playing that game on Super Easy. Okay. I think that's enough for games. Yeah. We got a feature song this episode.
Yeah, very, very excited about this. Yeah.
We got Jody Band. They recently went on a tour of Blue Juice, which is a good band. What songs have they done, Brandon?
They did one of my favorite songs back in, what was it, 2000 something. I forgot. It was Broken Leg.
Mm.
If you remember that, that was a fucking great song.
They've been touring with them recently, which is a big deal for them. Like, who wouldn't be excited if they touring with Blue Juice? Blue Juice is a big Aussie band.
Yeah, they are big. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a big deal for them.
Yeah, good on for that.
They were also in Sydney a while back. They were in the... No, I think they were playing with the Palms, I think, in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that, but I think they were playing with the Palms in the city. We missed out on that. I was going to go see them, but it was during a busy time. Hopefully they come back in Sydney and we'll see them.
Because they're from Sydney, they hopefully should come back. We'll check them out.
Yeah, we're going to feature one of their songs. We're going to feature Love Boat by Jody Band. Good band. Have a listen to them. They're a great Aussie band. They need a lot of people listening to them, because I think they need to be heard more. They haven't got anything on iTunes, but you can go to their SoundCloud and listen to some of their songs. Download them, even. They're fucking great tracks.
Yeah, they're good songs, man. I do like them.
Yeah, so we'll leave you with Jody Man, and we'll see you next time.
Got lost starting to say
Do you ever touch your penis at night and rub it a bit and white stuff comes out? Because I've been doing it and just... I prayed to see if it would stop, but...
What are you talking about?
That you just
what do you mean?
You just rub your dick at night.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, just isn't that what all little boys do?
Yeah, all little boys, but...
Does it feel good, though, when you rub your dick?
Of course like it feels good.
Yeah, do you like...
Oh, hello.
Oh, for fuck's sake! What the fuck do you think...
I'm really thirsty.
Don't drink my cups, you're gonna...
I'm on a fin fuck too.
That's right.
Ryan, why is he here?
I don't know.
Who let him out?
Guys, who's ready for some comic relief?
Fucking hell!
Jesus Christ, man, I'm gonna fucking...
Dude, this is shit! What the fuck is this, man?